It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Show is driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson. You can watch the show right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Mississippi State coming off a big weekend as they take the series from the Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville. And they're on a roll. They won 5 of 6 in conference play, 12 dubs in conference, 9 games left. So they're in a good spot. We'll see what they do down the stretch, but they're playing good baseball. And we wanted to welcome in Hail State hitting coach, among other things, Jake Gautreau on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Jake Gautreau, good morning. Congratulations on the series.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. It's been a while, though. I haven't done it in a little bit.
I know. We're glad to hear your voice. And
good to be back on.
You have to be – you and Lamonis and Parker have to be really excited for your guys. There's all kinds of adversity throughout the season. You've been there. You've been on a national championship team and CWS and so on. You know, talk about how proud may not be the word, but excited you are about what's happening with this team right now.
Really excited, really tired, exhausted. It was an emotional roller coaster, but no, we are proud's a great word, like extremely proud. I thought Lim had a great meeting yesterday before the game, before we left the hotel. He always has good meetings, but yesterday's was like really short and simple. And basically it was, hey, if you want this thing, you got to go take it. Like, go get it. It's up to you guys. If you want this series bad enough, go get it. And they did. They went out there and got it yesterday, and it was a great effort from everybody across the board.
Dude, they are so – Vandy is so good, Jake. Good grief. And you know
they're
that.
They're good. They're athletic. Yeah.
I mean, you're on the recruiting trail all around the country. So you know – and y'all sign phenomenal players. But you know that they do too. And so I know you know about their pitchers and their guys in the lineup. You mentioned what the message from Lamonis. Talk about getting up 6-0, losing the lead, some guys keeping their composure at the plate and on the mound. Take me to the ninth inning. I thought Bryce had a good swing and smoked the baseball, but you start off with an out, Gautreau. So then how special is Mershon to just find a way to get on?
No doubt. So morale was high going in. It's crazy the way things work out. I'm going way back when to the 2018 Super in the crazy game three where we lose the lead. And I'm sitting there in the dugout thinking, what am I going to tell these dudes as they come off the field before they hit, you know? And as they ran off the field, they were all saying the right things. And they were saying it out loud. And so I thought, you know what? I'll just stay out of their way. Yesterday was very, very similar. And everybody knows Hunter Hines had the big swings all weekend, the big swing yesterday, right? But the Bryce Chance and David Mershon ABs before Hunter, that's what sets the tone for the whole thing. I think they both saw a combined 18 pitches, you know, and obviously Bryce doesn't get on base, but he lines out again. I feel like it was like the 10th line out or 10th, you know, barrel ball with nothing to show for it on the weekend for Bryce. But it just sets the tone that we're not giving up and we're going to fight you, you know, and obviously you're making that pitcher work and he's digging deep to some stress pitches and things like that. So, it's what we're about. You know, our 2K fight this year, we take major pride in. We could be better as a team, but in situations like that, it just gives everybody such a huge lift and something to look forward to.
Jake Gautreau, Hale State Baseball on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. They took 2 of 3 from Vanderbilt this weekend in Nashville and swept Auburn last weekend. And now they'll host Alabama this weekend. They've got Ole Miss on Wednesday. Mershon at the plate. What can you? I mean, so he can do a little bit of everything for you. Hit for a little power, but definitely hit the baseball. But then the guy can bunt, and the way he runs the bases. I mean, how he's like a Swiss Army knife, and he puts a lot of pressure on the opposing team. What do you see, Jake?
He's a baseball player. He's aggressive. He's confident. He's coming downhill at you, and he can beat you in so many different ways. So yesterday, his home run at bat, which he doesn't hit homers, he said, what do you got on this guy? I said, look, I think most fastballs are going to be into right-handers, okay? He said, okay, gotcha. Then he walked back over like 10 seconds later. He said, so what am I supposed to do? I said, why don't you back off the plate and make that fastball in a little bit more middle and just hit? And he said, bet. Then he went up there and he hit a home run to the pole side. But he's an incredible leader, lead by example on and off the field. He plays so hard. You never stop hearing him in the game. He's our little he's our Energizer Bunny, man. He gets after you and competes at the highest level, and he's never going to give in, never going to give up, but he can beat you in all sorts of ways. He's playing a tremendous shortstop for us right now. I mean, he's been unbelievable there for a good bit now. So, he makes us go.
So he's your verbal guy, like chatterbox, always talking.
I love it. He never stops. And it's the same. It's the same chirps from him or the same chatter. It's kind of like the Vandy Whistler. Cause when we're on offense, he literally kneels right by me almost every inning. Right. And, he's got a few of the same phrases that he just keeps on going with, but it's always positive. It's loud. You always hear him. He's always there. And no matter how he's performing, how bad his day may be or how bad the scoreboard looks, he's always doing that, you know. And as a coach and as a team, those kind of things are so appreciated. That's what we've had here in the past in our special groups with your TAs and your Rowdies and your Manghams and McNamees. I could go on forever, but he's that guy for us for sure.
Wow. He is a hell of a baseball player. Jake Gautreau on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. All right, Hunter Hines, he's on fire. He's had some big swings for you throughout the year. You know this. He can change the game for the club at any time. He's also got a lot of pressure on him just because he is so talented. What are you seeing from him at the plate? Or, Jake, is it just, hey, the baseball gods eventually shine on guys that are this talented?
We've had a great couple weeks of work the last 2 weeks, really. And, you know, sometimes – you can have good work and do things the right way and you don't see results. Obviously he saw them this weekend, you know, but for him, Guys, he's one of the best hitters in the country. He's one of the best power hitters in the country. He's got incredible bat speed. He's got a beautiful left-handed swing. And he's a tough kid, but in no particular order, whether it's the pressure cooker that we live in here and the expectations, and obviously he's the face of the program. It's his draft year. There's so many variables that go into this thing, you know, and early in the season, he was hitting balls really hard and for a bunch of outs, and they were top spun a little bit. He was kind of missing them. And I think he just started to press at a crazy high level. It goes for him and DJ, you know, those kids,
sure,
they want to win so bad and they want to help their team win so bad. They put a lot of pressure on themselves, and this sounds terrible, but when those guys hit, we usually win, you know? Right. So we laugh about it, but it's true. Yeah. Like when one of those guys hits in the game, we usually win. If they're both hitting, which is the goal to have them both hit here down the stretch, we're really tough to beat, you know? And so they care so much about their team, about winning, and the draft. I don't care what anybody says. You know, people say, don't worry about the draft. Well,
it's impossible.
That's not real life. Yeah, it's impossible, you know. And so we acknowledge the draft is there, and I just try to help them filter their thoughts and things like that into things besides the draft, their team, their work, their prep. The fact that this is the best place in America for college baseball, and it's their last year, so appreciate it that way, you know. But he had an awesome weekend, and when he starts to feel like this, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx him or get ahead of myself, but when he starts to feel like this, I can just tell on his body language. I can tell what he's – by the things he's saying in the dugout before his at-bats, you know. We had some awesome conversations this weekend before games or before at-bats, and then I'm watching it happen, like, come to life. It was pretty special. I was happy for him and happy for us.
He looked – you just hit on it. Jake Gautreaux on the Out of Bounds show talking Hunter Hines. He looked so calm at the plate in the ninth inning. Jake, I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Let's face it. After a night out with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to, and I have to make a choice. I can either have a great night or a great next day, and that is until I found Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on hosting this show and being awesome without worry. Look, I won't lie. I was a bit on the fence about Z-Biotics initially, but then while hanging out with friends over cocktails, I gave it a shot. And believe me, it is the real deal. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, there's been times where maybe he and DJ were a little sped up just because, like you said, they want to perform, they want to win, they want to be the dudes, and they are. But he got in the batter's box like this, it's on, I'm going to make something really good happen. I'm watching on TV, but he looked so calm, like he had it. And you kind of felt that, him going up to the plate yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was like watching him in slow motion a little bit. He came up to me before that bat, and he said, I'm sitting slider. And so this is really tough as a hitting coach when you may not agree with them, right? And you don't want to fluster them. You don't want to make them think too much. And so what do? Do you disagree and say, no, trust me, or do you let him do his thing when you don't believe in it, right? And so, because if you make them change and then they end up getting what they were looking for, now you're the idiot, you know? And so I looked at him. I said, come here. I said, don't get off the fastball. And he said, okay, why? I said, I just think he's going to throw you a fastball. I don't have a ton of data. I don't have a ton of crazy reasoning here, but I think you're going to get a fastball. But here's my thing. You just saw him earlier. Do you see the slider out of his hand? And he was like, hell yeah, I see the slider out of his hand. I said, okay, well, know where the slider has to start if you want to swing at it, but don't get off the fastball. And he said, gotcha. And then he went up there and got a heater, hit it out of the yard. It was pretty special.
What a win. Okay. Connor Hysack, this kid, he's got power. He's got speed. And his bat is special. You know, describe him, what you see as a hitter, Jake.
First, a person, which is why he's the hitter. He's such a dude. You know, he came here last year and he was behind some guys and didn't play a lot. And he could have been pissy. He could have tried to leave. You know, it's the day in which we're all living. And he didn't want to. He wanted to go work this summer and get after it and come back and be our center fielder. And so the old coach speak, work while you wait, be a good teammate. He's been unreal. But the work that he has put in to get better, to improve, has been crazy. I remember in December, like, we were out of school. I was coming in here with him and watching him hit through the Christmas holidays. And it was just, there was so much detail to his work. And there was an awesome routine he had. And he was in such a good place. I just kept telling him, you're going to be rewarded. Number one, you're getting better because of the work you're putting in. But the game's going to reward you for the last year, you know, and now we're seeing it. You know, Connor was a big swing and miss guy when he got here. He could not stay on a ball the other way. If he did, it might be like a little bloop single. But now he's turned into a really mature hitter that can use the whole field. It doesn't matter if it's right or left-handed. Doesn't matter if it's hard or soft. He's done a great job. He's one of our leaders. Like you said, it's power. It's speed. He can really defend. He can really throw. He's having a great year. But his swing and miss percentage and his walks to strikeouts has improved dramatically since he set foot on campus. I'm proud of him.
Wow. He is a heck of a baseball player. What a great story to stay and develop and work and then become an all SEC caliber player in the outfield and at the plate. He is Jake Gautreaux. Mississippi State took 2 of 3 from Vanderbilt. This is the third series that I know of since 2018 that they've taken from Vanderbilt. Super Regionals 18, 21 National Championship, and now this year. Jake joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Okay, so Bryce Chance, why is it so difficult to strike him out, Jake?
So he's just a really talented hitter, number one. He just, the scout term is his eyes work. Like, he just sees the ball out of the hand so well, so much earlier than the average Joe. Okay. So you have a really good hitter. You have a very smart hitter. Real baseball IQ, knows what they're trying to do to him. And just really sees spin and doesn't panic. If you want to get real deep in this thing, Bryce has a very short, efficient inside out swing. Basically, that allows him to stay there as long and as late as possible to make a decision, okay? So he has comfort in knowing whether it's an 0-2 fastball or 0-2 slider or the guy's throwing 101. There's a lot of confidence in him understanding how to use his swing and how to be able to allow himself time to not panic and not go early, if that makes much sense to you guys. Sure. But it's just an advanced hit tool with the right swing that worked for his eyes, and he's going to be a tough out. You know, he had a great weekend that nobody will probably talk about and nobody will understand, but he landed on so many balls. They just didn't go anywhere. The park was playing kind of weird this weekend at Vandy, and he had several balls really well with nothing to show.
Well, you made a great point when we started the interview about what he fouling off pitches and stressing out the Vanderbilt pitcher, both he and Mershon, to kind of get where y'all wanted to go with Hunter at the plate. And I guess we forget about that, the fact that that guy had to throw 18 to 20 pitches to two batters, right?
Yeah, it's a game within the game. You know, the whole two-strike fight, the not giving anything away with two strikes, the that whole deal is, it could be the first inning with the starter. It could be that inning yesterday in, at Vandy. You're trying to make this guy work and throw more pitches, number one, right? You're trying to send a message on our side that you're going to have to kill us to beat us. We're not backing down. We're not going to give in. But if you can make those guys go to stress pitches, like real stress pitches, early in the game, a stress pitch would mean you got Mersh and Bryce on second and third and DJ's up, and this guy's already thrown 23 pitches, and now he's reaching down for his nastiest stuff in the first inning to get Dakota Jordan out, right? There's there's normal pitches, and then there's stress pitches. And, you know, those guys did a good job of making him go to some stressful pitches there in the ninth to get DJ and Hunter to the plate.
Wow. Jay Gotro, Hail State Baseball, on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. What about Ethan Pulliam? This second baseman, super athlete, you know, out of Starkville, lots of composure, freshman. What are you seeing from his game, Coach?
Man, I pulled him over during BP yesterday. I put my arm around him, and I said, hey, I haven't told you this lately. I've been thinking about it. I just hadn't told him. I said, I'm just really proud of you. And he looked at me, and he smiled real big. He said, thank you, Coach. I said, no. And he goes back to the Heisek piece. I said, E, you have worked while you waited. You have been an unbelievable teammate. Everything out of your mouth has been positive. This guy, also in December, remember, he lives here. Him and Jackson Owen live here. So they were in the Palmero working and working and working. Pulliam came here. We threw him in the infield early just because he was athletic. We wanted to see if he could do it, but we're thinking in the long run he's going to be an outfielder, you know, but we knew he could hit. But all of a sudden we come back from Christmas break and the defend in the infield is already a little bit better, and the bat, like the jumps that he made from the beginning of the fall to when we returned from Christmas was crazy. And the truth is, with me, it was only a few minor adjustments and tinkering here and there. For him, it was a tremendous amount of work and swings and reps. And so here we are now, and our guy's starting a second base in the SEC and doing a great job for us. So he's a really tough kid. He's got a great heartbeat. There aren't many things that get him too sped up. So we've just been really proud of him, man. I'm proud of him, and he earned this opportunity for sure.
Man, y'all have a challenging week ahead. You have four SEC games. Ole Miss wins. I'm sure that's not what you wanted to hear. You already knew that. But
hey, but it's a great opportunity.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. You got the Governor's Cup Wednesday against Ole Miss and three at home against Alabama. And y'all are trending in the right direction. And I know how competitive you and Lim and Parker are and everybody else. Jeez. So with the last 2 years, I know that didn't sit right. You have to be excited about kind of what's happening with this team, both on the mound. Because I thought Sanja was really good. I thought Auger gave you a great performance. And there was only a five-minute window with Steven. I mean, and there were some other dudes that came in later. But, I mean, you had some good performances on the mound over the weekend, Jay.
Guys, Durangelo might have been the best pitcher on the planet for those first five innings.
Yeah.
It was lights out. It was crazy. Now, he got tired. And his fastball velo was still there, but he couldn't finish his slider. So he was leaving his slider up. But the first five innings, it was like up to 99. I think the slider was disappearing at like 91, 92. It was crazy. Brooks Auger was awesome for us. There were so many guys that was awesome. Trying to think of who. I mean, Tyler Davis was great for us the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the night before, Tyson Harden stepped up for us big time. Nolan Stevens is super talented, and he's a really, really good kid and pitcher. We put him in some really tough spots, you know. So it got him a little bit yesterday, but when he gets an opportunity for a clean inning, he does very, very well. He's got a very bright future here. So there were a lot of guys that stepped up. Our pitchers have been awesome. You know, Coach Park and these guys have been getting after it from day one in the fall. You love the culture. You love the mentality. You love the strikes. It's been a good year so far. There's a lot in front of us, a lot of work to do. that's been my thing to the hitters. You know, I'm always with the hitters, Parks with the pitchers, and Lim's with everybody. But I've been telling the hitters all year, early in the year, I thought some of the struggles early on may happen. I didn't tell them that we were going to struggle, but it was more of, we're a good offense, but by the end of this thing, we're going to be a great offense. But we just have to keep working and keep trying to get better. You know, and so you're starting to look at it, and things are starting to play out a little bit. I think this team has a chance to go. We just got to keep working and keep getting better. And really all that matters is, you know, today or tomorrow's practice and then our game on Tuesday or Wednesday. And you just kind of just keep trucking one game at a time. It's coach speak, I know, but it's true.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for your time today, Jake. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Hail State.
Jake Gautreaux, Hail State Baseball, hitting, recruiting. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. That interview was brought to you by the amazing food and atmosphere at Two Brothers in Starkville, Mississippi. That place will be rocking Thursday through Sunday, and they will host somewhat the Starkville Derby on Saturday. Two Brothers, wonderful food, outdoor, outside areas, downstairs, upstairs, the lot beside them, or the outdoor green space beside them, brought to you by Two Brothers. Also, the show is brought to you by Starkville Tourism, Mississippi's college town. Named the best small town in the South, what, 2 weeks ago? By USA Today. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. We want to thank Jake Gautreaux for stopping by. Got a little bit as far as Mershon, Hunter Hines, and several others that are playing some good baseball. We'll see what they can do, Jackson. They have nine conference games left. You know, Ole Miss and Mississippi State play each other this week for the Governor's Cup out at M Braves.
Ooh.
Guess who's in town this week? Tanner Allen.
That's right.
So Tuesday through Sunday, Tanner Allen, TA, will be with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. That's just an awesome name.
They rule.
So TA's going to join us this week. And we were texting back and forth yesterday. But Tanner Allen is in town today, but they don't play today. But the Braves are in town Tuesday through Sunday. And they'll do a doubleheader on Wednesday. Woo! Talking about working that M-Brave staff. 11:05
a.m.
Okay. 11:05 first pitch for the M-Braves, and then that night is
6:35.
Hail State and Ole Miss. Is it 6:35?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Governor's Cup at the Braves ballpark in Pearl, powered by C Spire. Customer-inspired. And that it's the C Spire College Series, as you know, because we've already had Mississippi State Southern Miss and Ole Miss Southern Miss at the park. We'll be back in a second. Appreciate Gautreaux stopping by.